Warning, the views expressed on this show are not those of Disneyland or any of its affiliated companies. This is a talk show that does not represent any single other organization or club. These are idiots talking about stupid shit. If you're under the age of 18, tune the hell out.
So you found your way to Wonderland. If I were
the moon for a white rabbit, I'd ask the man.
Really, I didn't think that.
But that's the point. If you don't think, you shouldn't talk.
Down the rabbit hole with idiots.
Yo! What up, my peoples?
I think we drank too much to be doing a show tonight.
No, no such thing.
There's no light.
I can't count the beers, but...
Oh.
Yeah, we're like not, another we're shot not, of some real shit.
Another shot?
Yeah, something brown, though.
We're not doing a show.
Or tequila. I'll take a
picture. We're not doing a show.
Come on, man.
I'm just logging in because I said that we would do a show, but I didn't say for how long or for what we were doing. So I'm just logging in real quick just to like do a little fake, like, not a show. Like four minutes. 4 minutes is enough, right? Because my tongue's already sticking to the roof of my mouth, so I know that means that
Do you plan on introducing Tom?
Tom. Yes, Tom is in the house. Where's baby Tom?
Baby Tom?
Baby Tom is sucking Big Tom's tit.
Oh yeah, he is. I think fake yeah, Big Tom busy. Is breastfeeding baby Tom. Hold on, let me get down here with Tom. Is Tom couldn't make it. So that we made something else so Tom could go with us. Here's Tom right here. This little blow up. We actually have three different faces for Tom. That's his. What face is this, miss?
His stank face.
Yeah, that's Tom's stank face right there. Hold on. Let me get baby Tom out of the way. Hold on. Baby Tom's right here. Hold on. Let me turn him around.
Be careful while you
hold him. Well, I got to hold him by his wooden penis. But this is baby Tom. And baby Tom is actually, he's well hung. Like, we have this whole, hold on, this is his handle, which is kind of in his crotch. I said crotch. I'm fucked up. But that's baby Tom. Baby Tom's been hanging out with us all day. Say hi, baby Tom. Isn't baby Tom cool? And he wears the same shit that Tom wears. You know, Batman, little Batman pants. Oh, miss, I fucked up his pants. Fix his pants. Fix his fucking pants. Just grab him by the baby dick and fix his pants. Quit being a jackass. Just fix his pants. Fix his pants, miss. You can't let baby Tom be all fucked up.
Okay, fix him.
I can't fix him. I got both. I'm recording and doing a show. Just fix it. No, fix his pants. Just pull it around his baby dick. What happened to his baby dick? He's well hung for a little dude. There he is.
She hit it.
Tom,
baby dick.
With his Batman shirt, with his utility and everything. Where's his baby dick?
You told me to fix him.
Okay, well,
I
whatever.
Him in.
That's Tom and the baby dick. Well, it's actually not a baby dick. Yeah, I mean, if there was a real baby that had a dick that size, I would be like, what the fuck is going on here?
But he'd be a shower, not a grower.
And this is Tom. This is...
Hashtag fake Tom.
This is hashtag fake Tom. Fake Tom hung out at the beach with us all day.
Yes, he did.
People were giving him high fives and everything.
Some good friends.
Taking selfies with him.
If you turn Tom sideways, you can actually see that he's got a nice pair of training tits. or skinny bitch tits. What do you call these stuff? What do you call these?
Those are missile titties.
Missile tits. He's got a nice pair of missile tits.
Missile titties.
We thought about taping him down like Barbra Streisand Yentl style, but it didn't work. So Tom's been chilling. Tom went to dinner with us tonight. We went to, Steph, where did we go?
We went to Smashburger.
Yeah, hold on, actually. Let me get Steph in the camera.
Smashburger, we went to Smashburger.
Tom went with us.
It was delicious, and Tom made lots of friends, of course. Had
ton
a couple
of friends,
shots,
ton of friends.
And so we had to bring him upstairs to cool out a little bit because he was getting a little rowdy downstairs. You know, starting to make a little noise. So.
Yeah, he drank a little too much.
Yeah.
He can't even stand up. Look
yeah,
at him right
you,
now.
Tom.
He's hitting the ground. There he goes. That's drunk fake Tom right there. We were thinking about taking him to the strip club, but we didn't want Rachel to get mad at what fake Tom does.
Yeah.
Hey, Steph, do you think that's a possibility that Rachel would actually get mad at the shenanigans that fake Tom does?
Yes, I would.
I think yes, you're I absolutely would. Right.
I love Rachel, but fake Tom equals real Tom.
I think you're absolutely right.
Anything fake Tom does, real Tom's probably going to get in trouble for.
Yeah.
And they started, we love you, Tom.
They started
and
looking
at fake Tom.
We've been walking around with fake Tom here. Blow up fake Tom. We've been walking around with him in the casino all day. Took him to the beach. Took him to dinner. And, yeah, I have a feeling we're going to get kicked out of the hotel over fake Tom. The lifeguard told us as long as we keep fake Tom's clothes on,
he's good.
You're good.
Yeah.
Which we did. Tom is a good boy.
You know what? They didn't specify what kind of clothes.
They didn't say. I think fake we should Tom put him in a bikini to tomorrow.
I think tomorrow's pretty good. Backseat bikini. Yeah.
He's got shorts on. He's kind of dressed like a lesbian right now.
Yes. He's a river
right, rat. Right, right. Hold on. Melissa would know. Yeah, Melissa, you're full on lesbian. Hold on. Let me get over here.
Why did Tom fall over?
Hold on. Hold on. Wouldn't you say
he's shit faced?
Wouldn't you say he's dressed like a lesbian?
Totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, are you into that? Are you into fake Tom?
Sporty lesbian.
Sporty lesbian?
Lipstick lesbian.
Lipstick.
Lipstick sporty.
Would
lesbian.
You like to take Tom home with you tonight into your hotel room? He's got three holes.
Yeah, but he's got too much facial hair.
I think
we can fix that.
We can Photoshop that shit.
We can totally fix that.
Yeah, if you want to take
Tom's other face has a hole in it.
Because we went to a sex shop today to get fake Tom.
That's where we found fake Tom.
Yeah, we got him at a sex shop today, and they had novelty. Adult City and Bullhead City. And they had novelty blow-up dolls, or they had the real thing. We got the real thing.
We had to get the real thing.
Yeah.
Because the other one was, we should have picked up Bahama Mama on top, but we should have got them both, actually.
Maybe we should have got them both.
Bahama Mama probably would have been a great fat Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Patty.
Yes.
Well, there was another... We almost got, but it was a doll that was, I don't know how we can describe this, because the doll was like bent over on its knees with its face down, ass up. That's the way we like to, how it was.
You want to show us that pose real quick?
Not going to do it. Hold on. Steph Sparrow, what are you doing? Are you on Tinder again? Hold on.
No, I'm totally not on Tinder.
Hold on. Let me get over here, Steph. Steph came down from Baker's. Oh, my knees are so fucked up. I can't get down. Oh, let me sit down on this edge right by your Pee Wee Herman tattoo. You don't do Tinder?
No.
No. Not at all?
No, not at all.
How do you meet guys?
Randomly. Randomly on social media.
Well, that's pretty much like using Tinder.
No, not really.
Plenty of fish?
No.
No?
No, plenty of
fish. Match.com?
No.
You just slide into people's DMs, don't you? You're like a little lubed up with KY and just slide right in those DMs, huh? You're a DM girl.
What? Wow.
You're a DM girl, aren't you?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. All right, whatever. Slide into the DMs. Okay.
Baby Tom's pretty excited this whole time. Like, he hasn't stopped smiling.
No, Baby Tom is like, he's like autistically happy.
Is that?
Let's get down with Baby Tom. Oh, look at that little cute guy. Look how cute he is. Such a cutie. I guess the live stream's working because we haven't got kicked off yet. And we haven't done any copyrighted material. Isn't it a breath of fresh air to not have Jack fucking up the show?
Oh, it's nice so and nice. Simple, huh?
It's so nice.
We could probably hear Greg.
Jackson it. And then Jack pops up in the comments. I don't know what he's saying. Miss, what was he saying before? Now he's going to get all mad.
He wants to take fake Tom home. And absolutely not. That's just so disturbing and so
many ways.
Jack, you cannot violate fake Tom. That's just kind of fucked up.
I think we should have an auction for fake Tom.
Auction off fake Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, yeah. Tom, wake up, Tom. Tom, come on, dude.
Dude, come on. Hold on. Get up, Tom. Tom, it's not even 10 o'clock yet. Come on. Pull yourself together.
Fake Tom is a lush.
It's 9:30, Tom.
He only had like 3 beers. And
Tom,
he's got rubber legs. He won't even stand up. This motherfucker won't even stand up. Tom, get your shit together, bud. Hold on, let me place him where he...
He's just doing it. Let me put him in the corner. Oh, shit. Quit falling over, dude.
That's because he's stink face right now.
Yeah, miss, can we replace this face with another face? We have other faces for Tom. We have many other faces for Tom. I think the churro face is the one that we need to get to. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. We're going to do a reveal.
Churro.
Move face. That bus. The other face of Tom.
Right? Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting Tom face.
Yeah, we have many different faces for Tom.
I hope hashtag real Tom is watching this right now.
I think he is.
I can't wait to introduce real Tom to fake Tom. Hashtag.
Yeah. We're at the Harris Hotel in Laughlin. Oh, you broke his face?
No, they come off the little paper corners there.
Oh, Tom just said, blow me. He's up. You know, Tom, you ever watch what you say, because we got fake Tom here, and fake Tom is ready to blow the fuck out of anyone. Mouth open, ready to go. I think we should take fake Tom down to the bar and see if we can get him laid.
That might be a great idea.
You should at least get kissed, right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we can get a kiss. Fake Tom has been nailing it today with everybody walking by.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of love.
A lot of love for fake Tom.
Yeah, especially the old folks.
Oh, there was this one old lady that wanted to take a picture with fake Tom. I've got it on my other camera, but she wanted to take a picture with fake Tom. She's all, I'm going to, no, she said, I better not.
She said, I better not.
My grandkids will see it. Yeah. So she full on knew it was a blow up doll, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right, Tom's starting to get a little bit more energy. Bring him up, miss. Bring him up. Bring him up. He's got a new face on him. Oh, man, the lighting's so bad. Why is his mouth glowing? Why is his mouth glowing?
He needs more light.
Yeah, come over this way.
Hold on, let me fix him.
Oh, his face just blew. Oh, we revealed the under face of Tom. You totally. Miss, what are you doing to fake Tom? What are you doing? Why do you got fake Tom backed into a corner? Hold on. Put him towards the light so we can see his face. Yeah, that's fake Tom's other face.
Even fake Tom is taller than me.
Yes, fake Tom is taller than you.
Fake Tom is on his tippy toes.
He is.
Fake Tom is a ballerina.
But we got him his little outfit, his little Batman outfit, the whole nine yards.
He's got little B-cup missile titties.
He does. He's got a very athletic build.
Okay, A-cup missile titties.
That's like training bra.
Miss, why are you making him play with himself?
Because that's what real Tom would do. Hashtag.
I think, hold on. V's over here all quiet, but as I recall, she stuck her finger in Tom's butt today. V, didn't you? Wait, we were in the car, and you stuck your finger in Tom's butt. You said it felt like.
It was pre-Tom. I wanted to see if it really was a hole, and it is.
So you're saying you were bi-curious at the time?
Allegedly.
She said it was pre-Tom, so before it was actually Tom.
It was still a she.
Her name was Katrina.
Kendra.
Well, he's bi. What do you call that shit now? What is it? Binary? No.
Non-binary.
Yeah, Tom is definitely non-binary. Who's gonna blow Tom?
I already have three times. Someone else's.
You did what to Tom? You did what to Tom three times? Hold on. You did what to Tom three times?
I'm pretty sure she said she blew fake Tom three times. That's what she said.
No, I did not.
Fake Tom.
Does Rachel know that you already blew fake Tom three times?
I blew up pre-Tom.
Pre-cum, pre-Tom, what?
No, even after it was Tom.
No, I didn't.
Tom face down on the bed?
No, he didn't have a face. So it was Kendra.
Still before Tom? Oh, Kendra.
Here, blow Tom.
No, they're not going to blow Tom.
Blow Tom.
They're afraid of Rachel.
I'm
not going to blow Tom. How about we have Tom blow you?
Whoa, easy boy, he's got a little too much to drink.
How'd that be?
He's coming after me full force.
I don't know.
He is pretty excited on his face.
Yeah, he is. He is very happy.
He is very happy.
Why is he on his knees now?
Because his mouth is wide open. What does that normally mean?
His mouth is wide open.
Yeah, he's got a message.
His mouth
to his
is just ready to go. Look at that. Fake Tom's ready to party.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the fake head behind him is glowing through, he's ready to party. So, anyways. All right. Well, we're not going to do this. I mean, we don't have anything to talk about. We're not going to, right, Steph? We're not going to keep rolling with this. We're just, coming on to say hi with fake Tom.
Just me and Tom.
You and Tom?
Tom, I love you, buddy. Sorry you didn't make it.
Steph's been kind of like the chaperone tonight. For Tom all day, carrying him around.
Tom's been my right-hand man.
Yeah, he's been riding on Steph's back.
Or left hand, that's since he has the purple bracelet.
Yeah, they actually, if you can see right here, they actually gave Tom a bracelet to have pool access. The lifeguard gave him a bracelet for pool access.
She also specifically told Tom that he had to keep his clothes off.
Yeah.
Can't take them off.
Yeah.
So tomorrow...
So they kind of know you ahead of time, Tom. They get
they heard
you.
They
saw your open mouth and they're like, "Oh yeah, this guy knows how to party. We probably better keep him off our beaches because."
Yeah.
Why is she?
Whoa! Yeah,
I don't want anything to do with Tom's
sexual
tits,
harassment.
Okay?
That's sexual harassment.
It's too far.
I mean, we don't want to play with Tom's missile titties and
stuff. No, not the missile titties.
Tom's just chilling, relaxing.
Mouth wide open.
Can,
mouth
wide tomorrow open. Tomorrow you can ride Tom as a flotation device, Jake.
That, I know, you can.
Down the river.
Might like be pretty to see funny. That. Tom holding people
what,
up.
What do you think, Tom? Do you think we could use you as a flotation device? Do you think Rachel would be mad about that?
You could straddle him and just kind of ride him down the river.
What are you doing, miss?
Well, she was talking to Tom. So, like, Tom had to stand up to answer her.
Yeah, it's really like a Weekend at Bernie's type situation going on here.
Right. His mouth open, but he's not having a lot to say.
No, he hasn't said
fairly
much.
Quiet. Is that surprised, Tom? Is he surprised?
He had like four beers earlier and got kind of fucked up. But we gave him a burger from Smash Burger, and he's been doing okay. Right, Tommy? Yeah, just a lot of hand motions. Not too verbal. Okay. Fake all right, Tom, everybody. What time is it? Was that 10 minutes? Did we fulfill our 10-minute obligation?
I'd like to think so.
Let me see if I can flip the camera around. Miss, what are you doing to Tom?
I'm trying to make him stand, but he doesn't because he has...
How does tossing him up and down make him able to stand?
That's because he needs another blowjob.
And, yeah, I think Melissa should give it to him.
Well, Melissa doesn't give blowjobs.
Do I know about a blowjob?
Well, no. You were married once to a man.
A gay man.
That's okay.
I never gave him a blowjob.
Wait a minute. You were married... Hold on. Hold on. Let me turn the camera around.
Tom?
Let me turn the camera around.
Tom's interested.
Put Tom on that side. Wait a minute. Okay, so you were married. Hold on. Let me get down here. This is Melissa from Big Bear. Okay, you were married. You were married for to how long to a gay male?
About 8 years.
Can we? Man, the lighting
is
such.
8 years never gave
him a job. Wait. But you to a gay male. How long were you married to him before you figured out he was gay?
Before we got married.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Wait,
hold
you
on.
You knew he was gay.
Wait a minute.
We were both in the closet.
And so
he
you guys...
Knew, he knew I was gay, too. So it was like a marriage of convenience.
So you knew he was gay.
Yeah.
He knew you were gay, and then you guys just decided to get married?
Yeah. We were dating.
And you held it out for 8 years?
Yeah.
And that's normal-ish?
Well, when you're in the closet, yeah.
You guys were each other's beards, essentially, right?
Wait, did you guys ever have sex? You guys had sex, right?
A few times, yeah. It was horrible.
Why was it horrible?
Because he's gay. And he doesn't know what
well,
the
I mean,
to
I mean, just because
girl.
He's gay doesn't mean that he doesn't know how to have
well,
sex.
And I didn't want it.
And you didn't want it.
It was convenient for the both of us.
Just to like just live, just put on like a fake facade.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that was your first marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever married after that?
Yeah.
What was your next marriage?
That was to the black woman in the rehab.
So wait a minute. So first off, you married a gay male.
Oh, yeah.
And then you married a black woman
uh-huh.
that you met in rehab.
Because that's where I came out.
You came out in rehab.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if I can't do drugs, then I'm coming clean.
Yeah,
I'm coming all the way clean.
Yeah.
Okay, so you met a black woman in rehab.
Uh-huh.
What was she in rehab for?
Same thing, crack.
Crack?
Well, she was in for crack. I was in for heroin.
Well, she was black, so you did the white drug and she did the crack.
Hey, pretty much, hey, yeah. Hey,
it's racist as fuck.
And you know
fuck.
What? She did three stints black in face. Prison, too.
Hold on. So
for
you
less than what I did.
Well, I don't want to talk about what you did because this is public. But so you met this girl in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
She had done three stints in prison.
Uh-huh.
And she was on crack, or uh-huh. she was coming off crack.
Yeah.
You were coming off what?
Heroin.
How long did you do heroin?
Oh, God. On and off for... 10 or 15 years.
That's a long time of heroin.
Long time, yeah. I was homeless on and off for probably the last three.
See, I've never done any hardcore drugs like that. Well, like what is the high? What is the high on heroin like?
Pussy.
Home.
What do you mean it's like home?
It's like home.
What did you say?
It that pussy. Was where you felt comfortable.
It feels like home. It was the first time I ever felt at home. Ever.
Probably.
Well, is it like probably. An orgasmic feeling, or I mean, what does your body tell you when you're on heroin?
Oh God, you feel comfortable.
Comfortable.
Yeah. You know, like when you walk into your home and you feel like you're at home.
Yeah, just relax, chill.
It's like that.
Sign me up.
totally.
Steph, you ever done heroin?
No, never tried it.
No?
No, I've done
Who in here has done heroin?
Crazy shit, bro.
Don't do it.
V, have you done heroin?
No, just opium.
Just opium?
Same shit.
Same shit.
Where the fuck do you get opium
heroin
at?
Is opium.
I've had opium before. It's not
You've had opium?
That, yeah, it's not that difficult.
Did you opium. Think it was like an intense high or just a what?
It was actually pretty badass. It was cool.
I like how Missy's their camera person, is so she has it zoomed in on your tits right now.
Yeah.
That's where it's going.
Can we get a taller camera face. Person? Because this is absolutely horrible.
Does that mean I need to put the light on my own face? Because yeah. this is yeah. weird. Now I'm just creepy.
So wait a minute. Hey, come back down here, miss. Because, you know, okay. So you meet this girl in rehab. Mm-hmm. You're in there for heroin. She's in there for crack.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you guys kick it off? What happened?
Oh, we just kind of started hanging out and talking. And
were you Scissor Sisters immediately in rehab, or did that come later?
That came later.
So were you guys, did you guys like date in rehab, or did you say?
We dated in rehab, and then we were.
What kind of dates do you take in rehab?
They're stupid.
Like, what do you do?
Like, we go to dinner with like 28 other women. It was stupid.
But you're lesbian,
it's
so.
Like, you know, prison.
Yeah, but you're prison lesbian, dating. So kind of like 28 other women at dinner, you kind of into it.
Yeah.
Right?
But
no. I didn't even know you were a lesbian until like this year, and I've known you for like 4.
What, do I have to have a dyke sticker on my head?
Yes.
It would help?
Yes.
It would help? I had no idea.
Really?
That would
I mean,
be
I
no
don't
confusion.
Know. I guess I never thought about it. And then one day we were talking, you're like, oh yeah, I'm lesbian. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of obvious.
So you got together with the black lady,
mm-hmm.
which I guess that's not too relevant, but... So the crackhead and the heroin head, and you guys were sober. Did you guys stay
heroin
sober?
Heroin head. I don't know. Yeah. First time heroin I ever head. Heard that.
So after rehab,
I need to coin that
you
shit.
Guys got together, and how long were you together with her? Did you guys get married?
Yeah, we got married. It wasn't legal back then.
It wasn't legal. So how did you get married back then?
It was more of a ceremony.
A ceremony? Well, like, describe it. What kind of ceremony happened?
We had some friends there, and we, you know, walked down the aisle together and promised to love each other forever and ever, and...
And you had like a minister or something, or
we had
officiant?
A spiritual advisor
spiritual
type
advisor.
Person.
Spiritual advisor type person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably the most spiritual person in the bunch at the time.
Yeah. Was it all lesbians there? Did you invite any dick?
There were some gay guys there too. And
any straight dick?
I don't remember.
Do you not like hanging out with straight dick?
I'm hanging out with you.
Well, yeah, but I didn't get invited to your black wedding either.
Well, I didn't know you back then.
That's true.
That was 20 years
That's
ago.
That's true. 20 years ago. And so you're with, we can give her first name, right? Or Aiden.
Terry.
Terry. And you were with her for how long total?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that long.
No.
And then you guys
three
just went
here. 3 years is a long time, man.
Yeah.
In the essence of life, 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 3 years together, and then you guys, for whatever reason, went your separate ways.
Yeah.
So you were married 2 times. Four.
The number that
and
comes after
I was,
three.
I was dating another girl, Linda, and we were at Pride, and they had a group.
Wait, Pride in San Diego or where?
Pride
L.A.?
Long Beach.
Long Beach?
Yeah. And they had a ceremony, and we got married at the ceremony, and that was a disaster, too.
So.
While we were going through all the rigmarole of the you know, the vows and all that, I'm like, this is the biggest fucking mistake of my life.
But you did it anyways.
I did it anyway.
In the middle of your vows.
Yeah.
You were thinking about that.
I'm thinking that. I'm like, oh, God, thank God this is not legal because I don't want to have to
I don't want to give her
divorce.
Half a shit.
I'm going to just ride it out. We'll have fun. Fuck it, right?
Yeah.
No repercussions.
So you got married to this girl at Pride. And how'd you meet her?
Bad God, on the internet.
On the internet?
Yeah. Way, way back.
That's the hot place right now.
According to Spitz, Steph Sparrow.
Yeah. Social media.
AOL
stuff, right?
Shit.
That's internet.
This well, is, you know, it
this
was
is
Yahoo Dating.
Yahoo
way, dating. Way back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Yeah, and it was free back then, too.
Yahoo Dating. This is on dial-up, where it'd take you like, you know,
yeah,
10
totally.
Minutes just to dial up.
3 minutes
to see if somebody wanted your vagina.
It was like this tall.
Yeah. I remember
So you
that.
Married her at Pride.
Yeah.
And how long did that one last?
3 years.
You've got a thing for 3 years,
I
don't
think
you?
I do.
Yeah, but you were married number. To the guy for 8.
Yeah, for 8.
Great.
So and then there was the con artist.
What do you mean con artist?
The con art. Yes, the fourth.
The fourth is the con artist.
The con artist, and she lied about every single thing that she ever told me, and that lasted a couple of months.
2 months.
Yeah.
I just watched a show about that.
Oh,
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
You got involved with the Sneaky Pete. It's an Amazon show. It's good. It's with Giovanni Ribisi or whatever.
Yeah.
Good show. Well, that's kind of four times. And how long has it been since you've been married?
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years.
I haven't dated.
So the whole thing about once you go black, you never go back was bullshit for you.
Oh, no. I'll never go back. No. Okay. Never, ever.
That sounds racist as fuck. Why would you not go back with somebody just because they're black?
You go date a black woman and then come and talk to me.
Well, I'm not allowed, so I have to ask for your experience.
She's right. You
but know. But yeah. Why? She's right. But why? Five simply.
No comment.
So why would you say that
they're
you would never go back?
Difficult.
They are. This is very racist. Are. These general statements are very racist. Yeah.
That's why she keeps looking at me before the statements are made. She thinks she has, let me make sure I'm okay.
You're going to agree with me, whether you say so or not.
Probably.
Yeah.
So she thinks she has a pass because she was married to him. Well, I shut off my mic. Hang on. I felt my thumb hit it. I don't know. I was like, sure. Hold on a second. It'll turn on a second. So she thinks that she has a pass because she was married to a black person. But then she says that she would never date a black person again. Did that turn green?
Yes.
Okay. So she thinks she has a pass, but then she sits here and bases everything on... What do you mean they're difficult?
They're difficult women.
Like understanding Ebonics? Is that what... No?
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
I'm trying to think of things that are official differences, because I know Ebonics
With my experience, she was very difficult in... she couldn't keep her clothes on with other women.
She was a cheater.
Yeah.
So basically all black people are cheaters.
And she was a gold digger.
I want you to say it.
Yeah. And she was a gold digger.
A gold digger.
What the hell?
So she is basically a Jamie Foxx song.
This is my experience. You like the bigger one, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I like the big black one, even though you don't. Even though you don't like the big black microphone, I do.
Hey, I showed you a picture of me at dinner.
Yeah, I can't show that on the show. We'll get kicked right the fuck off Facebook. Yeah, you did show me a picture. You showed me a picture, and I'm still, I'm a little red and still embarrassed from the picture that you showed me at dinner.
Serious?
Yeah, it scarred me for life.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it looked like the chick fell on a fire hydrant.
That was a dude.
A big black
whatever one. It was. That was a dude getting bent over with that fire hydrant that stuck up his...
Yes, it was. And I it guess was,
they can,
yeah.
They can take it as well as
I can
they
show
can give
it. To you again.
Well, you're off... No, I don't want to see it again. I guess you're off Yahoo Dating now, and it's a little bit more extreme shit than Yahoo Dating. Any love in the air? What do you mean, fuck no?
Fuck no. Women are cuckoo.
Well, you're the one that chose to be lesbian.
No, I just kind of...
You ever think you're going to go back to dick?
No.
Well, okay, we're running out of options here.
I can be single.
You're fine being single.
I'm fine being single.
No dick.
Uh-uh.
No difficult vagina. Black people.
Uh-uh. No difficult white people either.
Okay, but I want to know, what makes a black person difficult? Is it all the hair products?
That was part of it, too.
Really?
Oh my God.
You're like, get this relaxer out of my fucking bathroom.
The days of her getting her hair braided, and then I had to Vaseline in between, and oh my God.
Well, sounds like a bitch to me.
I was like, this is like way too much maintenance.
She's right. It is lots of maintenance.
V sitting back there with her hair braided right now.
Not like hers. Not like Terry's. So it was like hours of, she would be sitting on the floor, and somebody would be, Kinecalon hair. Every time.
I don't even know what that is.
It's fake hair. And just braiding for like 8 hours.
And so basically you won't date a black person again because of cornrows?
No, it's not just that.
Well, I'm waiting for something legitimate. But you can't tell me you're not going to date somebody because it took them eight hours to do their hair.
No, it's a whole lot of stuff.
The diet?
Well, no. No,
I want to know.
Just the experience with her kind of soured me.
So why can't you just say that I would never date her again? But not you can't roll out all black people just because one chick spent 8 hours on her cornrows.
Well, I'm not really looking forward to dating anybody.
I guess fair enough. I mean,
especially black women.
Black women.
You know, it doesn't matter what color they are. I don't want any.
It's all pink on the inside.
Pink on the inside. Yeah.
That's it. All pink on the
Steph,
inside.
Steph, have you ever dated a black male?
Yes.
Yes. And did you ever go back after you dated a black guy? Like, you tried black. Did you go back? What was the deal?
Yes.
Yes?
watching.
Yeah, my son just screwed up the whole show because he called me while we're recording. He's going to call back like a million times. This show's done. This show's done right now because my son's going to keep calling while I'm trying to live stream. It's over. It's over. Sorry. You guys can blame Jake Jr. because he won't stop calling. Guaranteed. Well, I'll try to get to a serious question. So, how long ago did you date a black guy?
Maybe five. No, I was separated, and maybe 4 years ago. I don't want to like get myself in trouble.
You've only dated one black guy?
No. In all my dating experience, I probably have dated 3 black guys, and they're all so hot.
Also hot. Did you have any problems with them putting cornrows in their hair, like Melissa over here did?
No.
No, there wasn't a hair problem for you?
No.
Maybe
I have,
it's because...
I have no issues with people's skin color. It's...
No, apparently Melissa just has a problem with her hair choices.
I have a problem with my ex-wife.
Okay. Well, I think you kind of generalize it as the black people in general, but I don't know. What do I know? All right.
It's more of a joke.
It's more of a joke?
It's more of a joke that I'd had black and I'll never...
Yeah, I love racism as a joke. It's like racism light.
Yeah.
Oh my
I even
gosh.
Told her that, and she started cracking up.
Okay, all right. Well, anyways, I think if Steph, yeah, I mean, come on, we got to go, right? We can't,
yeah,
do this.
About that
this
time, man. I need some really.
I think V back here
alcohol.
Has some very blackish hair. V.
Okay.
Okay. What do you mean? Are you Hispanic now?
I'm always Hispanic.
Are you Hispanic?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Now let's talk to you because you're like heavily involved with the black male. Have you always dated black guys?
No?
No,
I've dated every race, pretty much.
Hold on. You've dated every race, pretty much?
Pretty much.
But did you, like, once you went black, did you never go back? Like, is Steph on the end of the chain of a big, long, black
relationship? Yeah, I think she'd definitely probably be the last one if it ended.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're getting ready to pop off some general racist shit, too.
I'm racist against everybody equally, though. I don't discriminate against one particular race.
But you're saying after Steph, you'd probably never date a black guy again.
No, I probably would not.
Okay, well, I have to ask why.
I plead the fifth on that, but...
No, you cannot plead
the fifth. Apparently, I'm the fifth, so...
You cannot say that I'm not going to date an entire race of people
right
and not
now.
Give a reason why.
Would
you agree with Melissa that they're difficult?
Yes.
What does Steph do that's difficult?
Everything. Everything he does is difficult, painful, slow.
I keep shit interesting.
Never
painful.
Finishes anything.
And you think that's totally based on race?
Absolutely.
I finish you.
Having dated pretty much every ethnicity, yes.
There's some racist motherfuckers in this room today, Steph.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even though I might look like the racist motherfucker, it ain't me.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, so out of all the guys that you ever dated, mm-hmm. If you had to narrow it down, like you had to pick, okay, I've had some experience as far as I've dated different people. I've dated, you know, white, Mexican, all this other kind of stuff. But if from now on, mm-hmm. Let's say Steph got hit by lightning tomorrow and he was mm-hmm. gone, but you had to make a choice to date one race, what would that race be?
Probably white.
Guaranteed.
Why white?
Well, I want to have an older Caucasian male, preferably like Sam Elliott or Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs is dead, but go ahead.
She's
like
reaching
that,
high.
Like older male. Retired.
Steve Jobs?
Hold on. When you say older...
Probably.
When you say older...
I mean, like, in his, like, mid... Like, 55, 60s.
Yeah, because
retirement.
Sam Elliott's, like,
80. Like, yeah.
Donald Trump is older.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Melissa said...
Dirty Jobs. Kurt Russell. Like,
you know what? You know what's funny? Is, like, everything that you're saying, it's a lot of that... Like, Sam Elliott and the Dirty Jobs guy, it's both, like, they made a career out of their voice.
It is a voice thing for me, actually, very much. Like, Steph's voice in the morning is my favorite. You can ask him. I'm always like, ooh, talk. Huh, babe?
Yeah, but you're not always, ooh, talk, because when he tries to hit it in the morning, you're like, get away from me with your morning breath.
Yes, that's pretty much, yeah, because he's not Kurt Russell or any of those people.
You're right. My balls are not that old.
I do like the voice. I am a voice person, absolutely.
That's interesting.
We all have it. And I like older men.
Older men. 56-year-old white guy that sounds
cowboy-ish.
Like cowboyish. That sounds like Sam Elliott.
Yeah, or Jason Momoa.
Okay, that's a total different. That's not even in the same ballpark.
Completely opposite.
That's like either or. Like that would make me so happy. But of course, I'm happy right now.
Of course, of course. You know, we're just talking hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically. But those would I would probably be with an older Caucasian male.
Okay, miss. After all the races that where are you going?
Nowhere.
Okay, hold on. Turn. Go sit next to V. Just right next to her knee. There's a light there. No. Don't lay down. Face that light. It's really dark in this hotel room, Rexy. Sit down.
Was I not just sitting?
Miss, sit down. Okay. After all the races that you have dated, if I was to get hit by a train tomorrow.
White.
Have you ever dated a black guy?
I kissed one once.
Well, I don't think kissing one is.
No.
You never dated a black guy. Well, how do you know? Why wouldn't you date a black guy?
I guess I would.
Would you really, though?
No.
Everybody's racist.
Apparently, everybody.
To be fair, I wouldn't even date a Hispanic guy.
Me either.
Wait a minute. You've dated Hispanic guys before.
Yeah, and gross male.
Me too. Is it the chorizo breath or what?
No, but I wouldn't date one either.
You wouldn't date a Hispanic either? Hold on.
I mean, I dated one. Wait a minute. And he was really good looking, but the second he opened his mouth, I was just like, I can't do it.
The voice!
It was again. The voice. It was the voice.
It was the voice.
Whiny.
Was he like, hey?
He had a super, super thick accent. Yeah.
That necessarily doesn't.
Your mom has a super thick accent.
She's my mom. I love her. But she's also not someone I'm trying to get in bed with. It's weird.
So, but he can roll his R's. He'd be like.
He was one of those like models from those Mexican shows. Like the gigante.
Yeah, but those boys are pretty.
They were. He was really pretty. Yeah. I just couldn't get past the voice.
I like accents though too. No. Like
that's the only. Oh, and English.
British.
For sure. Like, but other than that, no.
Yeah, I do love a British accent. I don't even mind the bad teeth. Yeah.
Oh no!
So you wouldn't date a Hispanic guy based solely on their lack of hooked on American phonics?
No.
Do you think Donald Trump is a racist?
Yes.
But you not dating a whole race of people based on their accent and the way they roll their R's, that's not racist?
I'm not saying because the way they roll their R's. There's also other things that I don't like.
Oh, well, let's
hear it. She doesn't want to build a wall.
Let's hear it. Because you think Donald Trump's a racist, but you won't date
Most Hispanic guys are not circumcised.
Oh. This is true. That's true.
That is true.
So it comes down to.
But I didn't want to go there. But I
wasn't going to go there either.
So basically, it comes down to the mouth or the dick.
They have snuffleupagus.
What did you call? Hold on. Snuffleupagus. Come here. Wait a minute. Wait. What did you? Wait, Steph. What did you call an uncircumcised penis?
A snuffleupagus. You know, from.
No, I know exactly what it is. So
Snuffy, for short.
Snuffy.
A snuffleupagus.
So do you date Hispanic guys?
I do.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the snuffleupagus?
Do
you just peel it back and lick around the edges?
No, because...
Get that cheese out of there?
That was gross.
Well, I'm not the one sucking uncircumcised dick. You are.
Apparently, I don't have to do that because with this, they're already hard and I don't got to do all that work.
You don't have to, like, check around, see if the collar's dirty?
No, ew. Who sleeps with a dirty dick?
Not me, apparently you.
I don't sleep with dirty dicks.
But do you prefer circumcised or uncircumcised?
I prefer somebody who's clean and knows what they're doing. It doesn't matter if they're circumcised or not, but I agree with Missy. Yes, all Hispanic men, mostly all Hispanic men, do not have a circumcised penis, but that's okay if it's big and it's juicy and it's ready
to go.
That's
great parenting right there.
Big and juicy as long as it's not creamy.
Yes, ew. And might I also add that the guys with the accents, yeah, they can tell me to take out the trash in Spanish and I'm panties drop.
Just you're down with the accents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anything. I'm just like
crazy. How? I mean, one girl across the room will not date a Hispanic guy because of the accent. And one girl is totally like, she already lost her underwear just because the bellboy asked if she needed more towels.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, like, are you saying that he's telling you in Spanish, or...
I'll tell him, like, for instance, the one that we were speaking of earlier, he's El Salvadorian, and everything you just said is correct about him, what you just said. But, like, when we're whatever, I'll just say, talk to me in Spanish.
Okay, but that's
different. Do you speak Spanish stuff?
No.
You don't?
No.
So you don't even know what the fuck he's telling you.
No, but I'm just like, panty drop. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. That's what I'm saying. He could tell me to be taking out the trash, and I'd be like, okay.
I don't know.
My phone's dying, so I'm not going to be the light guy anymore.
All right. Well, I mean, that was very interesting in a very dirty way that I don't know.
Basically, the black dude lost every time.
Yeah, Steph, you're pretty much fuck man, on that whole conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, that means I better stick with everything I got right now because apparently they don't like black people anymore. So
how does that make you feel that Steph said that, you know, since she dated you and it because of you? It's V. Wait a minute. Let me ask one more question. Did you ever date a black guy before, Steph?
Yes, I did. My daughter's other mother is.
Okay. Hold on. Say that again. Your daughter's other. Well, I said, did you date a black guy before Steph? And your answer was
Jenna's other mother.
Okay, I'm just gonna let that be. Yeah, I know we've discussed that before, but I'm sure a lot of people have never heard it. Okay, and so it's just him or her and Steph.
Yes, no in betweens there.
No, and that was the only time you went black.
Yes,
and you said that you're never going back. Wait a minute.
I'm still an accident.
Whoa. How is Steph?
I don't even feel bad about that.
Hold on. You said Steph is. Hold on, let me get down where I get the mic near you. Yes, you said Steph is an accident. Why?
Steph was an accident. Because I didn't want to be in a relationship. Plus, I didn't want to, like, be with, you know...
A black dude.
Oh, baby Tom. Move,
another
baby
black
Tom.
Dude.
Baby Tom's getting squished.
Okay, so you just got out of a relationship with a black guy, right?
No.
My
boyfriend before him was... he was Greek and Italian.
Greek and Italian. But the boyfriend before that was your daughter's mother.
No. I haven't been with her dad since she turned one, so I was probably like 20 when we separated.
Okay, so that was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
And then now you're saying when you met Steph, you didn't want to, what state of mind were you in when you met Steph? What was going on?
I was down to have fun but not be in a relationship, but he wouldn't leave me alone.
Well, probably because you guys started having fun, which was the first part of what you said.
Yes.
How many dates did you guys go out on before you hooked up?
I don't know.
It wasn't even a date, was it? It was a drunk night at a club. Come on, let's be honest.
No, we didn't have sex right away, honestly and truthfully. We didn't. Maybe like a month.
Like, but did you go on any dates?
Yeah, actually, he did. He actually took me like on rad stuff and cool picnics and shit like that. I can't even front. Like
What was the first date he took you on?
Was it Fairmont Park you took me for the first date?
Yes. Fairmont Park?
Fairmont Park. Yeah.
Fucking baller.
It was daytime. Yeah, it was daytime.
It was nice. Picnic and fruit and wine, and we just talked. Mm-hmm.
And
we
so,
didn't even have sex that day.
Steph?
I would have.
You were putting in your work, right?
Well, yeah, you know, you gotta show them a few things.
What does that mean?
Well, because, I mean, Bees, you said it took like a month or two.
But that's only because I was like not feeling it for a while, and then we didn't see each other for a little bit.
So you weren't feeling it when you first met Steph. Well,
I liked him. I thought he was cute, but I just didn't want to.
She thought I was a whore because I was a promoter.
Because I found out correctly that he was a fucking whore. Because
I was a promoter. No, it doesn't mean a whore. It just means I was a promoter.
He was a whore.
So I got paid for talking to people.
I was scared of getting an STD. That's the fucks.
You down with STD? Yeah, you know me.
That's pretty much how it was. He was gross. All
right. So you stayed away because you're afraid that his dick had a little, like,
Like, probably, like, a week later, he was, like, inviting me to Vegas. And I'm like, okay, no, I'm not that girl. I'm not some homie hopper. Be fucking through your friends. So I didn't go. And I'm glad I didn't go because after the fact I heard about it, I was like, yeah, you're a whore. It confirmed everything I thought he was.
Well, I wasn't bringing you there to share.
Well, I was going to be hopping through. I didn't go. He was gross.
I'm still
so wait.
Gross.
So what won you
gross.
Over?
No
wait,
question
you,
about
you said,
that.
You said that like he was whoring around. He mm-hmm. was gross. Mm-hmm. But here you are with him. Like what? 12 years later?
Yeah.
So what changed? We want to know what it takes to, like, wear a woman down.
I don't know. Commitment. Love. Love will fuck you up.
That's what she said. I can't see. Like, in the beginning, let's be real, it was just a dick. That was the beginning. That's how it started. You could make as many faces as you want to, but that's how it started. Like you said, we were just trying to have fun. There was no commitment. There was no, you know, I'm special, you're special. No, we're both good when we're naked. Let's have fun. And then whatever after that.
It was like that. Yeah, whatever. So it was, you know, that was that for a while. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Profess.
It was.
Yeah. He wore you down. But you swear as you're sitting here right now.
No, because he was like, I love you, and you don't have to tell me you love me, but I know you already love me. And he kept pressuring me with the L word.
That's a slick move.
It wasn't pressure. It was be honest. Be honest. Tell the truth. He's
like, but you're here, so I know you love me, but you don't have to say it. And he kept pressuring me and saying that. And then I was like, okay, I love you.
Did you roll your eyes when you said it? Just like right there?
Probably I did, knowing me. Because he wanted me to say it, and I was pressured into say it. But I do love him.
Of course you do.
I don't regret it. I love him. He was very sweet, and he's also a fucking asshole. So it's like the balance, because I'm a bitch.
But you also, but you're also saying that you also know that after Steph, you will never date a black man again.
This is correct as well.
It's so racist.
It's a fact.
But it's racist. You're basing that you won't date a whole entire race of people based on their skin tone.
And not based on their skin tone, by the culture. It's just a cultural difference. It's and it's okay.
Okay, okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now this is getting good. See, now we're going to narrow it down to, like, culture.
You're gonna get me
hate mail and shit. No, nobody watches this shit. Okay, so what is it about the black culture that you don't like?
I don't think there's anything about the culture that I don't like.
Did she not just say that it's the culture?
I'm talking about Steph himself. I think the way
she associates the things that I do with my entire culture.
Yes.
I know she does.
Like any regular racist.
But then again,
would.
I was raised differently. My mom, I grew up with hippies. So, like, my culture is just different. Just like if I go to, like, Missy's family, her culture, the way she was raised is different, just like yours.
Well, does that necessarily have to mean culture or just an individual, you know? Like, that's my own thing. Doesn't mean my whole culture is going to act or treat you like I would. Not cultural. It's an individual thing. Well, sometimes I'm an
culturally,
asshole.
Culturally, Caucasians tend to have better, like, life insurance and better credit scores. You, on the other hand, being partially
so it's about the money, race, it's about the money.
You have a bad credit score and no 401k or retirement plan.
That's right.
That is culturally what I'm talking about here.
Just means all that's left is...
Have you thought about dating Jewish guys?
I have, actually.
Have at it.
I have. I'm not Jewish. I can't get married. Didn't we just go through this before?
Yeah, but can't you convert to Judaism? You just got to go down and do a couple hachaks or whatever they're called. And
no, I mean, claimed.
Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr. was black as fuck, and he claimed to be a Jew.
I was thinking that too.
Charlotte on Sex and the City transferred over to Judaism.
Well, I'm a little too
Mariah
old.
Carey's a Jew?
No, she's talking about something else.
Okay, this woman microphone shit is for the birds.
But that's all I have to say about that.
That's all you have to say about that. But you don't for sure. You're never going to date a black guy again.
I mean, I can't say never. I mean, if Lenny Kravitz came around, like, of course, there's exceptions to every rule.
What would make you date Lenny Kravitz above your general rule? What's so special about Lenny Kravitz? That he is, like, above your rule of I would never date a black guy again.
Lenny Kravitz is pretty fucking hot, and he has a beautiful voice. He's pretty sexy. Yeah, his voice is really... he's a nice ass.
Yeah, black guys, I'll make a generalization that black guys in general usually have pretty good asses, better than a white guy ass or a Jew ass.
I don't necessarily think that's always true either. That's like, I mean, there's like...
Who's a black guy with a bad ass?
I don't like putting people on personal spots like that, so I'm not gonna blame people, but there are people...
There's bad black
ass. And there's white guys with fat asses too. You know, it's just...
Who's a white guy with a fat ass?
My friend's husband actually has a fat ass, you know?
My friend's husband.
Your friend's husband.
Yeah.
Has a fat ass.
I'm not putting names.
What's an actor? What's a white actor with a fat ass?
He does have a pretty fat ass, though.
Oh, Tom Hardy has a fucking nice ass. He's a bitey ass.
I see Steph, like, her panties just dropped over in the corner right when you said that. Tom Hardy's ass? I've never noticed Tom Hardy's ass. Like, what movie is the best movie to see Tom Hardy's ass?
Well, in the show Tattoo, you get side dick profile, which I'm not really one for.
Side dick profile?
Dick is gross, honestly, with the veins. But there's always exceptions, because he has a fucking nice penis. You could see that there's no veins. And you could see his ass. It's cupped, perfectly rounded.
She broke all that down of what happened in like a half a second shot.
So, wait a minute.
It's like a half a second shot. I saw the show.
I want to know.
How do you break all that down so close?
I want to know what classifies as. Let me get this notification off my screen. I want to know what classifies as a nice penis. You said one without veins?
Yes.
I mean,
we were at the porn shop and there was like vibrators with veins. It was disgusting. I felt very violated in there. I'm just going to throw that out there.
The reason why she's saying that we were at the porn shop, it was Adult City. It was a very classy, high-end establishment.
The building was pink.
The building was pink, and that's where we went to go find Tom today.
Fake Tom.
And we got, because Fake Tom, they had the novelty versions, which were we figure was a little too short.
Yes, they were like 26
So we actually
inches.
Got the full functional version of Tom.
Three hole.
Tom, would you ever date a black woman? I think Tom is just very amazed that I'd even ask him that question. Tom, not in the bed. Stop that. Well, I don't know. I don't know how I can look the way that I do and possibly be the least racist person in this room.
Sounds about right.
Because... Well, Sparrow over there wasn't too racist. She wasn't too racist.
Nah.
I didn't think I was racist.
V's racist against black people and veiny dicks.
Yes.
Oh my god, I did not say I was racist against black people. I just said I wouldn't date one again.
But how many... Okay, hold on. Get Tom out of the way. Tom's totally blocking this interview. But how many non-veiny dicks have you been with?
I've only been with like 3 people my entire life.
3 people.
Yeah.
Well, kudos. Kudos. And did any of those have non-veiny dicks?
Yes, but I've seen others.
Do you have to have a fat dick to like cover up the veins? You know, it's like a double chin connection?
Possibly.
I mean, there's always, everybody has a vein, but like there's a difference between like brain dick.
You're talking about monster dick.
Monster.
Whoa. Hey, hold on. That's what the hell is monster dick?
It's like the big, it's like this, and it looks kind of scary, like angry all the time, and it has like a vein, but with a vein inside of a vein. And it looks like this, and it's like,
inside of a
hey,
vein,
bitch.
Inside of a dick.
And you're just like, fuck you, I'm not going near you.
It's like that picture I showed you.
Okay. So you're okay with if a penis has like a main vein?
There's always a main vein because you got to get
yeah.
This
but
going.
You just don't like the varicose veins on the
no like yeah like when it's like
like the
well first off
bodybuilder veins
bodybuilder vein
yes
and a dick that's the size of your arm
yeah that's not good we don't want that that's scary.
I think we need to wrap this up because
how the hell do we get from Fake Tom to monster dick with lots of veins?
I wasn't going to do a show. I was just going to say hi and then log off and then I don't know where it went down the wrong...
monster dick is where it's at.
I don't know where we went down the wrong road, but... Hold on. What are you saying, Steph?
I said, now I'm going to have to take some pictures and show them to you guys so we can compare and name certain dicks.
So you're going to show us Raul's dick?
Raul?
Well, you said you like the guys with the accent. You know what's funny is like all 3 of these girls, the way a guy sounded played into their attraction.
It is.
I could imagine.
And it's something that's so like just
random.
Well, you
can't run around talking like Mike Tyson. You know, just
hey, guys. Hey, guys. You want to see my baby dick? You want to see my baby dick?
Elliot and Kurt Russell can just talk. And the guy from Dirty Jobs,
Mike Rowe.
I love him. I follow him on Instagram. I'll just play him. And you know who's another one? Joe Budden.
Who's Joe Budden?
He's a hip-hop artist. His little sexy ass. I watch his breakfast stuff. Makes fun of me. But you don't even see a picture of his face. It's just him talking.
But I still think it's amazing that when we knocked it down with the three straight women in the room.
Voice.
No offense, Melissa.
He's the number one.
But voice to all three of them played into it. Mm-hmm. Like Steph was totally turned on with a Hispanic voice or rolling
any
the R's.
Kind of accent.
Any kind of accent. She said that, you know, when she hears somebody that looks like they should be, you know, on the other side of the wall, her panties drop. Missy said that she would never date a Hispanic guy, and the only reason she could give...
That is not the is only... The
you know how...
She said...
No.
Your whole family...
You said uncircumcised penis.
Yes, that wasn't the only reason.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't just the voice. Oh, it was the uncircumcised penis.
What I don't disgusting. Get, what I don't get from you is
this
your...
This is all the time.
Your 80% of your family has an accent. Mm,
of course I do.
Okay. But I'm also not dating them or in bed with them. They're my family. I have nothing against that. I don't want to sleep with that.
And then V over here wants to hook up with Sam Elliott.
Hell yes, if you're watching. I love you.
Based on a voice. Wow.
I'd let you roll.
Sam Elliott?
Really? Would you really?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Roll out.
Hold on. We're getting, roll out.
Hey.
Okay, V.
Let's see how you treat my buddy over
here. Okay, V, me and you don't normally get to hang out and talk on these shows because usually you're on the couch or something like that.
I know, I feel very, like, blasted right now. Exposed.
Yeah, very exposed.
You did it to
yourself.
Okay,
so what is your top five list
of
dudes that you'd want to hook up with? Like
celebrity?
Well, like Steph just said, like, he would allow Sam Elliott, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you had to pick five guys that Steph would allow if it ever happened, who would they be?
Of females for him?
No males
for you.
Males for you.
Who'd have sex with?
Yeah, who's your top five?
Sam Elliott, Kurt Russell, Jason Momoa, who would I say before?
She said another one. The Dirty Jobs guy.
Yeah.
No, but the other one from Tattoo.
The guy with the butt that we just talked about. What was his name? Tom Hardy.
And then, did I say Jason Momoa already?
Yes, mm-hmm. You said him twice.
Hold on.
Saw him twice.
There's not a lot of really super hot guys, but I like that Latin actor with the blue eyes.
Latin actor with blue eyes. Now.
I don't know, because I do like Tom Selleck, too.
Tom Selleck? Tom Selleck, like, retired, and he has, like, an almond farm in Sacramento now.
I like him from, sounds like, about right. Down Under.
Yes.
He was so
yeah, hot. But that was, like, 1995, Tom
but
Selleck.
But I want Tom Selleck down. 1995 in the cowboy hat.
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
All right, so who would Steph's top five be?
The girl from what's her name? Deadpool, the girlfriend.
Who is that, Steph?
Oh, she's on yeah, Monica. I can't pronounce her last name.
But is she in your top five?
Yeah, of course,
definitely.
And then fuck I yeah. would probably also say, the girl from what is her name?
Yeah, see, hard pressed to try to find a top five for me.
No, it's the girl from
because Steph's a loyal as a motherfucker.
Sci-fi. Yeah, sci-fi. Sci-fi shows.
It's me and Tom.
It's always like
me
sci-fi shows you like. Who else do you like?
You named one chick. Steph, who's your top five?
You see? You can't say that I really, you know, I don't know.
You like Jessica Biel. About old
a
type school five. Jessica Biel with
yeah,
her fat
old
ass.
School Jessica Biel when she had the big fat butt. That,
whoa,
like,
whoa,
she
what
was,
happened to her ass?
Oh.
It's gone.
She lost a lot of weight. She got her nose fixed.
Is she like, still with Justin Timberlake?
I believe so. Lucky. I believe so. She was hot when she was younger. She
yeah.
was super hot. Her, who else was like hot when I was? You know, everybody changes. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They're hot when they're like super nice and they're good. Like Olivia Munn. Like she was it for me. She was super dope. She was fucking gorgeous.
Who the hell's Olivia Munn? What's
Olivia
she
Munn was a chick. She
she's
used
pretty
to.
Fucking hot,
yeah, she's she show. Used to do a video game show.
On that.
On the Nerd Network, yeah. I forget
on that
what the
game
name of the show was.
Yeah,
she was
okay.
super hot. Though.
I don't know
she
who
was,
she is.
Yeah, you would if you saw a picture of her, you would know who she is.
Huh.
But they all change. I don't know why. She's so fucking gorgeous, but she changes. Same thing. She changed her nose, and she lost a gang of weight. She got all super skinny, and, you know.
I think it's because she broke up somebody's
G4 network. Yeah, Stanathan just said it's G4. The G4 network. Yes. You're right, Stan.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, she was dope.
So, Sparrow, hold on. Let me turn the camera around so I don't have to act all awkward and I can see what's going on. Hang on a second. Okay, so your top five list, you're like buy one, get one free. You know, who is your top? Oh, yeah, I got to get over there with the microphone now, son of a bitch. Okay, hold on.
Top five. Marilyn Manson, a.k.a. Brian Warner. Johnny Depp. Even though he's gay, Paul Rubens, definitely.
Paul Rubens gay?
Mm-hmm.
Would fake Tom ever go into your category?
Oh, sorry about it, Tom, but... You got Rage. Lucky.
Okay.
So
Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubin.
Well, Paul Rubens is Pee Wee Herman.
Did you have a Pee Wee Herman tattoo, right?
I do. Got it. Okay, so Pee Wee Herman, Johnny Depp. Who else did I say? Oh, Marilyn Manson. God, yes. Who else?
I feel like this should be the Jeopardy music playing in the background.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm attracted to geeky guys with big noses. Like the lead singer from Joy Wave. God. Oh, my God.
I love
Jewish noses. Like Jewish and black horn rim glasses all day, every day.
Hold on. Let me.
Adrian Brody. Like that kind
I got to reposition myself for this.
Adrian Brody. Yes. My God. I would. Me too. Yes. He is like
super sexy.
Wait a minute. Yes. So you've got a nerd attraction? Have you always been this way? Like, when did you realize that you were attracted to nerds?
Always. I used to be a nerdy girl in school. I mean, nerdy, like, nerdy, preppy, smart girl in school before I got... this.
And you're attracted to nerds. Anybody else attracted to nerds? You're not even attracted to Dick.
I am, apparently. Steph.
Oh, you're just saying that being sarcastic and mean back there, V.
Steph's a fucking nerd.
Steph's not a nerd.
He's not really a nerd, though, is he? I don't know. He's kind of hot, right?
Who?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, he's a nerd. He's a kid that had no friends in high school.
He's an artist, too. God, the boy can paint.
He's an artist, too, painter?
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, we got to wrap this up because talk and let's get out of here and go have more alcohol, so I don't know what's going on.
How many people are even watching?
Nobody's watching. Nobody gives a shit about this bullshit. All right, so, Tom, any closing words? Hang on, let me get my buddy. Tom?
I'm pretty sure he just said, fuck you.
He looks like he stroked out a little bit. Like it, from this angle... He looks like he stroked out a little bit.
Where's his mouth?
I don't know. Oh, there we go.
You fixed it.
All right. Live from Laughlin, and I don't know what time is it. It's whatever. Yeah, that's all you guys get tonight. We're calling this. This is it. Later.